another edition of Adventure. And this week we're going to take a look at deep sea diving. And here to tell us all about it is Mr. Albert Thomas. Now, Mr. Thomas, I understand you're a deep sea diver.
No, I'm an insurance agent.
You're what?
I'm an insurance agent.
I had, as it were, been given to understand that you were, in fact, a deep-sea diver.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, I see. Yes. Have you ever been a deep-sea diver at any stage of your career?
No, nothing like that, no.
Fine. Okay, well, we seem to have a few minutes left. So, would you mind if I asked you a few questions about selling insurance?
Oh, please, fire away.
Thank you. Tell me, what is the greatest depth at which you've ever worked?
Well, I should say about 12 feet, probably, sub-basement level.
12 feet?
Well, I never.
And, while you're selling insurance, do you wear any special apparatus, you know, like a nose clip, goggles, anything like that?
No.
Tell me, Mr. Thomas, what have you been doing your insurance business? Silly thing to ask, really. But have you ever been attacked by any large fish? You know, sharks, killer herrings, hammer-headed prawns?
No, nothing like that.
No, I see. Right.
I once trod on an orange.
What?
I once trod on an orange.
Really?
Yes.
You actually trod on an orange?
On an orange, yes.
Good heavens! Oh, dear, what a small world it is. Good Lord, fancy treading on an orange like that. Well, I know. I mean, you actually trod on it.
Yes, right on it.
But what sort of an orange? This is absolutely fascinating. I mean, what sort of an orange was it that you trod on when you trod on it?
It was just an ordinary orange. That's all I trod on, yes.
Now, at this stage, Mr. Thomas, we were going to ask you to sing a few traditional sea shanties. Do you have any traditional insuring shanties that you sing as you go insuring your way?
No, we don't have anything like that.
No, you don't. No. Well, why should you? I suppose you wouldn't like to ask me anything about being a television interviewer, would you?
Oh, wait a minute. I've just remembered an old insurance shanty.
Oh, do sing it.
'Twas in my youth I ran away to accountancy one day with pen and paper, collar and stud. Accountancy was in my blood.
I'll scribble away and balance the books and sing an accountancy shanty.
I chartered an accountant at the age of 21.
I'll scribble away and balance the books and sing an accountancy shanty.
So raise a glass of medium dry sherry to the golden age of VAT.
I'll fiddle away and alter the books and way. Hey, hey, hey.